Africarize. His Excellency Professor Monty Jones, Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, and Food Security of Sierra Leone, speaking during his visit to Africarize headquarters in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, on the 8th of April, 2016.
First of all, I am really, really very impressed with what I have seen. You haven't moved here for very long, but the way that you've settled in and the way that people are going about their various activities, business, you know, that is really very exciting for me to see, you know, that Africarize, the then WADA, you know, despite the disruption and the movement from place to place, you know, have come back in full swing. I have seen the headquarters here at Kokodi, and I hope to pay a visit in the not too distant future, you know, to see what is happening in Bouaké and elsewhere where you have your activities, you know, particularly in this country, and if possible, maybe somewhere else. The reason for this interest is not just because I was part of the system a long time ago, but just because as Minister of Agriculture, one of my primary focus is to increase food production in Sierra Leone, generally. But Sierra Leone being a country for which rice is the staple food, and it's eaten three times a day in some parts of the country, and Sierra Leone, I believe, consumes more rice than any other African country, with 104 kg per capita. You know, so individually, collectively, rice is our crop. And some people say, if you've not eaten rice, you haven't eaten for the day. You know, but the interest again in rice for me, and the reason why I want to focus on it, you know, as one of the few commodities, but the most important commodity that we would like to increase production, become self-sufficient, you know, and add value and export in various forms, whether export as rice, grains to other African countries, to other parts of the world, or to even extract protein from rice, because the protein in rice is much higher, you know, and the quality is much, much better than any other crop. You know, I believe in that, and I think I have people around the world that also believe in that, that would like to carry out that kind of activities in Sierra Leone. So we want to be self-sufficient. We want to produce enough for our country, flood our market with it, and we want to export as much as possible. And we have strategies that we're putting in place for which we're going to work jointly with the Africarize, you know, for implementation in Sierra Leone. I want to see Sierra Leone become fully and truly self-sufficient within the next 2 years, which means this season and next season. And by the time we go to end of 2018, we should be talking of, you know, no longer, well, there's no country where you don't import key commodities. I am sure that Sierra Leone will continue to import, but let it be 10 million, let it be 15 million or 20 million of valuable foreign exchange that you use to import a commodity that you can produce and produce excess of it, you know. But today, our country, Sierra Leone, is spending over 165 million annually to import rice into our country. One of the poorest of the poor is spending that amount of money, and I think that is unacceptable, you know, especially since this is a crop that we produce. So I guess you would see my need and desire to want to work with you people with the expertise that is Africarize, you know, to come and join us to develop programs and project, crash programs that will take us through these 24 months, 36 months, to make sure that the country is self-sufficient in rice. We'd be very glad to work with the Africarize to do that. Fortunately, from what I have seen, the way that you've moved very fast to get yourself established and settled here in Cote d'Ivoire, I'm really very impressed. And I believe that shows the kind of relationship that we're going to get. Efficiency, effectiveness, you know, in doing business to get good results, to create significant impact.
Professor Jones was co-winner of the prestigious World Food Prize in 2004, awarded for the development of the new rice for Africa, NERICA, as a researcher at Africarize. For more information, visit www.africarize.org.